You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Gene Johnson.
From the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's Real Housewives of Beverly Hills After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Real Housewives of Beverly Hills After Show.
Hello, you guys. We're so excited to be here. If you're tuning in, this is the after show for The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. And we're actually in a new studio. I don't know if you guys can tell. And for you guys listening, it's this really pretty studio. New table, new lights. It's really nice.
New number, too. Yeah. 424-256-1633. If you want to buzz in and call us, join the conversation.
Thank you very much. And I'm just going to get started. So let's go around the table to my left.
I'm Mari Fagel, but I do have to quickly give you a shout out because it's your birthday.
Yay!
Thank you. It is
hide
my
your wife,
birthday.
Hide your kids, hide your husband.
It is my birthday. Thank you. And I couldn't think of a better place to spend it but here at the AfterBuzz Studios with the Housewives Recap. Giselle.
And yes, I'm Giselle Ugardi, always live tweeting and currently out of breath from literally sprinting in stilettos into the studio.
But you made it here. So that's
but I
all
made
that
it
matters.
Here. I'm so glad to be here.
Yeah. And I'm Deanna Vaughn, and it's my birthday. So be kind.
Happy birthday.
Hey, Deanna. Happy birthday.
That's the Stevie Wonder.
Happy birthday
to ya.
Happy. You're usually the one that does that, so I had to do it for you because I figure you'd want the same thing in return.
And we're missing Susan tonight. She is sick. That flu bug is really going around, so make sure you guys get flu shots or do whatever you have to do.
Sanitize.
To stay healthy, but she's sick, so we will miss her. And I also want to remind you guys, please download the show on iTunes. It's 100% free. Doesn't cost a thing. And don't forget to rate us 555. We love when you make your comments on YouTube and on iTunes. We always go back. We read them. We comment back. We appreciate it. It makes us better hosts. It allows us to bring you better shows. So keep it coming. We love it. We enjoy it. So time for another recap, you guys. So, all right, let's start off this episode. I feel like this season is just all about juice.
This episode made me mad.
It just... Well, first of all, let's start off with this. We see a softer side of Brandy. Mm-hmm. I don't feel like I've ever seen Brandy really break down, you know, and get emotional. I feel like she's always playing the strong card. What did you guys think about that?
I can't blame her for finally breaking down. Mm-hmm. When I was live tweeting it last night, it was like what is the theme of every single dinner party? I'm going to attack Brandy because, yeah, you know, the dinner party with Faye and now the dinner party with Mauricio and Ken. Yeah.
And we're going to get to
that. And the first dinner party with Paul and Adrian.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's just like, the theme of every single episode has almost been, I'm going to attack Brandy. And yeah, so it's no surprise that she broke down. And this is also just coming off of, I know you guys talked about it last week, but the whole Shayna confrontation.
Right.
And
mm-hmm,
that just really, really bothers me because I love Lisa. Lisa's my favorite housewife. Mm-hmm. But I feel like she forced Brandy into this confrontation with this mistress to get ratings for Vanderpump Rules.
I don't disagree with you. I think that because that was the segue into, you know, the premiere of Lisa's new show. And that was something that had been brewing. I don't disagree with you at all. And of course, that was the segue once again into, you know, last night's episode. I don't know if I can 100% blame it on Lisa for ratings. At the end of the day, it's a reality show. It is about ratings. You know, they're going to do what they can to keep the viewers coming, you know, because at the end of the day, I remember Vanderpump Rules, it wasn't even a separate episode. Like, you were forced, you know, if you were watching Housewives, right. You were getting Vanderpump Rules. So everything flowed together. So I don't know if I want to blame it on Lisa. I'd like to think she has good intentions with the friendship.
I agree with you there as well, because at this point, she has become so close with Brandy, and at the same time, it's gotten to the point to where Brandy's at one of our restaurants, you know, every other day, and it's not like it's a fresh cut, you know? Mm-hmm. This isn't something that just happened. He's already been remarried, they've already renewed their vows, and, you know, it's been enough time to where I think she was kind of being, I know she hates the reference of the mother, but she was kind of being motherly and trying to help her be the bigger person, but I definitely love the softer side of Brandy that we saw, because usually she does try to be this tough mom that she has it all together, or she doesn't even really want to talk about it, and I couldn't help but to get a little emotional when she was talking about how she wants her kids to be perfect. She even wants, you know, Eddie and Leanne to work out because she doesn't want her kids to have to go through that. And that, for me, was a very, relatable part of Brandy that I don't think anyone can deny, that all she's trying to do here is love her kids in the best way she can and make money however she can, whether it's being on a reality show or writing a book.
Let me ask you guys something. Are you at a point where you are feeling sorry for Brandy for the position that she's in? Or do you feel like, okay, you opened up your mouth and you're unfiltered and you kind of did this to yourself? Like, what do you...
For the Adrian thing or just, for the affair?
For the Adrian thing. And just in general,
she did nothing with the affair.
Yeah.
She showed nothing but...
I'm like, hold on a second.
The affair, not that's aside. I'm just talking about how everybody is starting to gang up and attack Brandy. Like, do you think it's like, okay, well, you know, if you dish it out, you should be able to take it, or are we feeling sorry for her?
Well, I will say, though, later on, though, and we're going to talk about this a lot later, but at one point, Mauricio did say that she did deserve her situation at the dinner.
Okay.
So that's only reason why, that's the only reason why I asked. So we'll talk about that later. Okay. Go ahead, Mark.
She freely admits, like, she said that before, like, if I dish it out, I'm going to take it. But it's one thing to take it from Adrian and get this threatening letter, but it's another thing to have people constantly acting like her mother and telling her, well, you should do this. No, you should do this. And last night was so bizarre because everyone was talking about her as if she wasn't there.
Right.
Like, it was so weird. It was like, Ken was like, well, she doesn't have a protector. And Marisa was like, well, she shouldn't have said that. And it's like, she's sitting right there. Mm-hmm. And so, yes, she does deserve Adrian's hatred, but she doesn't deserve every single other cast member and friends of cast members and husbands of cast members talking about her and what she did.
Well, okay, I'm going to play devil's advocate for a second. I can kind of, I see where you're coming from. At the same time, did she make it everyone else's business? Because every time she has an outburst, she says it in front of everybody. So is she, like, just by default, is she making it their business? Is she putting them in a position to chastise her like a child and talk
about
it? It's
an endless cycle. Mm-hmm. Because on the one hand, Kyle's the one that brought up the whole situation. Mm-hmm. You know, she asked her the question in front of everybody at dinner, in front of the husbands, in front of, you know, their whole social circle, even people that aren't close to her.
Right.
At the same time, she has a tendency to word vomit. I also find it interesting that, you know, people say that Brandy's gossiping, but yet they're talking behind her back or they're talking smack to her face and continuing to gossip about her when most of the time, for example, Faye, they weren't even there. They don't even know the situation.
Right.
And they're trying to use their own personal opinions, whether it's Adrian's or their experiences with Brandy, to try to, you know, observe the situation.
Well, here's something else I want to bring up that I think is interesting. And I'm kind of like starting out by saying it's like a fine line drawn in the sand. So we see, or we know from last season, Camille was the one who outed Taylor with the whole domestic violence stuff. And basically, Camille, in this episode, she said something about Brandy outing, you know, Adrian and Paul's business. You're so wrong. Do you think she had a right to have an opinion about that, considering she did the same thing to Taylor last season?
What I thought was so weird is just that, like, everyone was taking Brandy's situation and putting it back on themselves and relating it to themselves. Mm-hmm. So, like, Brandy would be talking about herself and Taylor would be like, and me! And then Kim would be like, and me! And it was just like, why are you guys bringing this back to yourselves? This isn't even about you. Mm-hmm. But it is very similar to that situation. Mm-hmm. Camille is not one to talk, you know, because she did the same thing. She outed something very personal, very right. private. But it's like, that was a very separate situation. So why are they even talking about it? Like, mm-hmm. I don't know. I just felt like everyone would... It's almost like they want Brandy to word vomit, because then they can, like, seize on it and be like, and this is like me last year. And this is like me. Like, Brandy is the star of the show at this point.
Deanna, right. do you think Brandy's grown up at all?
Oh.
Granted, she's, you know, a grown-ass woman, as Susan would say. But
I think we are seeing different stages of her. I think she's learning how to handle herself amongst this group of women. I think she's learning how to handle herself in the spotlight in Hollywood, because, you know, prior to being on The Housewives, yes, she, you know, had the whole situation with Eddie and Leanne, but she never had, you know, this part of her life revealed. So I think it's, she's baby steps. But I also wanted to quickly say that I don't feel like Camille was in a position to throw stones with that comment. And I know that the situations were a little different, and, you know, we might get to this in our legal part later. But, you know, because Camille's argument was, well, Taylor was going around telling everybody, yet, you know, Adrian and Paul were keeping it quiet. I don't think Camille should have thrown stones, so... There's my stance on that.
That is true, though. Taylor was telling everyone on the show that she was being abused, and that's why Camille finally said something, because it was so hard for them to hear these things and try to tell her get out of this marriage, but then she'd pretend like everything is okay, mm-hmm. whereas this, which we think is, you know, Adrian's surrogacy, was a secret and could even be a secret to her own kids. Mm-hmm. So those are two very different things.
Mm-hmm. I think either way, she's throwing rocks at a glass house, Camille. I don't think that should have been necessarily.
Like I said, everyone's bringing it back to themselves.
Yeah. Right. Well, you asked me if you know if I thought that Brandy's growing up. What do you guys think?
I think she's learning how to be on reality television, mm-hmm. and she can't just say things and talk shit without repercussions.
Yeah.
Agreed. I don't even think it's necessarily a matter of being in front of the camera. I think it's that she's learning how to deal with this particular circle of ladies.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And,
well, how do
you know,
we think
even,
she's doing?
Well, even we were kind of talking about this last week about with the situation with Faye, how she got up and left. And instead of yelling back, yeah. she mm-hmm. cried.
Yeah.
And in this situation, I mean, eventually she broke down, but for a while she just kind of sat there silently and tried to keep it together.
Mm-hmm. Mm, okay.
Yeah, she's showing a lot of dignity. I really like Brandy. I know there
too.
Are a lot of Brandy
too.
Haters out there.
Like
okay,
she's
well,
hot
then we're all in agreement.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, and I loved her with the red lipstick and the hair. In the Moroccan event, she looked the best. Except last week, she totally was wearing, just quickly, a dress where you could totally see her nipples.
Yeah, they were censored out.
Like, yeah,
I've got
hilarious.
A product for you, Brandy.
Yeah.
All right, so let's lighten things up a little bit. Can we talk about Yolanda? First of all,
I still like her.
She,
I don't know why. She's so boring. She's
replaced.
So boring, but I can't stop watching her.
Well, I just want to know, is she purely ornamental? Because she's gorgeous. She's beautiful. She keeps a nice home. She, you know, grows beautiful organic lemons. But is she just ornamental?
Because I think Bravo made a bad choice. They had
over it.
I think they thought she had a lot of potential. She was married to David Foster. She's a beautiful woman. Is married to David Foster. She's a beautiful woman. I think they thought that she would be a more intriguing character, but then she just decided to be like, I'm going to take the high road, and I'm going to just be demeaning towards all these women and act like I'm above them. And my note to Bravo is replace her with Marissa Zanuck, because I like her.
Well, I think going forward, we are going to see a lot more Marissa. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure if we're, you know, if we're going to see it at the, you know, less
she
Yolanda.
Has a blog now, too.
Yeah, so mm-hmm. I think we are going to see more of her. But I just really, like, I watch her, like, the whole, mm-hmm. you know, Kyle's visit to her house, and she's talking about doing the master cleanse. I'm like...
Was she a spokeswoman
crickets,
for them or something?
Crickets.
It's like...
Well, first of all, it's maple syrup, cayenne pepper, and lemons.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
she's growing her own lemons, so I don't know who she's speaking for. But I don't know.
I'm waiting for the point to where someone's going to... You know, she's going to get to someone,
yeah.
you know, because if anything, she's just so condescending.
Yeah.
And even David Foster is. He says so yeah. many sexist comments, mm-hmm. which I can't help but to either laugh at or kind of be like, yeah. But, you know, I think maybe they were, in a sense, ornamental to an extent, but maybe there's still more that we haven't seen yet, because let's be real, I don't think we can handle much more than the current situation that's going on. We need a little...
We need something from her.
Comic relief.
I feel like she doesn't want to reveal anything.
Yeah.
You know, like now that she knows what she's in for, it's just boring.
She's holding her cards too close to her hand or whatever the phrase is. Her vest. And she's just like, she's so boring to watch. And she's just so rude about all the other housewives. It's like, get off your damn high horse. And you know, and so what if she has that, like, weird, jealous relationship with her daughter being a young model? Like, that's the only interesting thing to her right now? Like, I'm over that.
Her Freudian relationship. What do we think her motive or, you know, her and David's motives were for being on the show? Like, or do they have any? Like, does David want TV time? Does she want TV time? She getting bored, growing her lemons? I don't know.
She wants.
Bravo.
Well, her ex-husband has been making some cameo appearances, both on The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills and also on Shaws of Sunset.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I don't know.
But we also saw Million Dollar Listing, I believe, as well. So,
we saw him last season on The Housewives as well. All the parties Muhammad would have, all that good stuff. Well, I don't know. I just had to throw it out there. Moving on. So,
let's make a quick pack that the more boring Yolanda gets, the less and less we talk about her, because, you know, she doesn't even deserve our
high five. High five. Love it. Love it. In fact, I think Marissa, we need a crickets sound effect.
Yeah.
So every time we talk about, thank you.
And let's work on that cricket sound effect too.
Yes, because that's actually too loud for this one. Moving on, because we've given her too much time. So there's some unfinished business with Kim and Kyle, and I know it's taken time, but, you know, we see Kim meeting with her life coach, and her life coach really giving her a lot of, you know, encouragement that
Your
she looks
aura.
Great, her just... aura, her energy, everything is, you know, peaches and roses and candy. but it sounds like Kim really still harbors a lot of resentment about Kyle and that whole situation that they had in the limo. Like, do you feel like it's ever going to be resolved between the two of them, or if, like, she has a right to feel the way she feels, considering back when they had that fight, she wasn't sober. She was a different Kim, you know? So, what do you think?
I don't think that I think she needs to let go of the grudge in order to move on.
Mm-hmm.
And their sisters have very complicated relationships, but, like, you just can't hold on to things. Like, and it had to be said. It was true, and I almost think that her saying it on air was one thing that, like, prompted Kim to get the help that she needed. And it's not like her saying you're an alcoholic. Viewers could already tell she was. So it's not like, you know, and I just think that she's holding on to grudges. Kyle's holding on to grudges.
Right.
They need to continue to be in therapy and work out their issues.
Well, let me ask something else. Do you think Kim had a reasonable expectation that part of her life would be kept silent from the reality show? Because that's her big argument, that, like, her sister called her out on national television and said, you're an alcoholic, you have a problem. And she felt like, you should have pulled me aside. You should have said something to me off camera. Do you think she had an expectation of quote-unquote privacy?
I think she had the realistic expectation of being able to blend in, because most of the time people are drinking in every other scene anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that resentment goes much further than the limo. You know, I've gone through, and I've also seen people go through close relationships that have had to deal with alcoholism, and it's something that it's a lot harder to forgive than it sounds like. You know, the first time, the second time, but Kim's, what, 50, 60 years old now? You know, after...
I don't think she's 60.
Yeah,
well, she's old. I said She's older. You know, she's had kids. This is something that she's dealt with for decades. She was a child star, for goodness sakes, and usually a lot of that comes with some, you know, issues.
Narcissism.
And also multiple-time divorcee as well. She's also someone who lives for her kids. Her kids no longer live with her.
The youngest one just went to prom. So the youngest one may, like, someone live with her.
One. But it's a lot easier to forgive and forget. And it seems like these two have very you know, polar opposite relationships in terms of 1 minute they're best friends, mm-hmm. the next minute they're not speaking. Mm-hmm. And that's just their pattern.
I just think if you sign up for a reality show, then no, you don't have an expectation of privacy.
I agree.
I think that Adrian's issue with the surrogacy is a little bit different. Mm-hmm. But Taylor, if you want to keep the fact that your husband is abusing you a secret, don't go on a reality show. Kim, if you want to keep your alcoholism a secret, don't go on a reality show. Adrian's is a different situation because that is like a one-time thing in the past. That's like, if it's surrogacy, that's like not happening right now. No one needed to know about it. Mm-hmm. But no, they have no expectation of privacy. That's exactly what they signed up for. And honestly, it's not like viewers didn't already know she was an alcoholic. Kim was already, Kyle was just saying what everyone already saw and knew.
So does that mean Taylor is an alcoholic?
Oh, well, God, yes. I don't know if she's an alcoholic, but she was definitely drunk at that dinner, for sure.
At every dinner.
And she was drunk, at the David Foster dinner. But a lot.
Almost. It's definitely come up before in news
the
and
lips
gossip.
Perhaps how, exaggerate the slurs.
Yeah, she's been you know, getting a little
pretty
loose,
unstable.
You know, at a lot of these functions, and it's been in the tabloids too, you know, her behavior. But I agree with you on just the expectation. I think at the end of the day, she expected more because that's her sister. That I understand. At the same time, you guys both signed up to be on this show, so it's like, you know, plus you've had the privilege, you know, of being able to see other seasons, so you know what you're signing up for. So I agree with you. I don't think she was entitled to that. So, oh well.
Oops.
Mm-hmm. So are you guys ready to talk about another dinner party?
I just don't like this conversation because I love Mauricio. He is, like, by far my favorite.
I like him, too.
And I didn't love him last night
at all
at the dinner party.
That's so mad.
No, but I love my Mauricio.
I love him, too. He's so sexy.
I know.
Kyle, you got a good one.
This isn't the first time, though, that Mauricio has been talking very poorly about the other women and not in a very flattering way.
When has he talked poorly about anyone besides Brandy?
I guess it's mostly been Brandy, or maybe entirely Brandy.
Well, you know what?
Entirely Brandy.
In Mauricio's defense, the first time, you know, this all happened was at his event, you know? Now, mind you, it wasn't Brandy's fault. She wasn't the one that pulled the trigger on it. It was Kim, you know, opening up Pandora's box with Adrian and Paul. So, but yet, at the end of the day, like, I think he just kind of, you know, it's Brandy's face that's on this.
I don't think that's why. I think he has a fierce loyalty to the Maloofs, and him and Paul are really good friends, and he is a stand-up guy who's trying to stand up for his friends, but he's going a little too far in bullying Brandy.
Well, yeah, like the whole bro code, you know? I get that. I can see that 100%. In fact, I hadn't even thought about that, but I think you could be right.
Joanne Davis just tweeted, she said two tweets. The first one is, Taylor is always drunk. The second one is, do you believe that Adrian and Paul should have sued Brandy or should have threatened to sue Brandy is, I guess, what she
What's her name?
Joanne Davis 15.
Okay, Joanne Davis 15. We're actually going to get to that in about 10 minutes towards the end. We're going to get to, you know, Mari, our resident legal expert. She's going to weigh in on some lowdown from the show. So we're going to get to that soon.
Hey.
But back to Mauricio and his outburst. Once again, it's like we were talking about this earlier. It's like everybody's sitting around, and then like I feel like everybody has this freedom of just spouting their opinions. And this case was no different with Mauricio. So you guys are like pissed as hell at his comments?
Kind of.
I'm on the fence.
I love how Ken was, you know, standing up, you
for
know,
her.
Standing up for her. But it was weird that they were all talking about her as if she wasn't there. It was so bizarre.
Right.
I've been in that situation though, where, you know, let's say something really awkward between your friend or your friend and someone else, mm-hmm. and you're kind of trying to be like, okay, so like, what happened with Brandy? Just so I know, just that they're like kind of clear of like, mm-hmm. all right, how should I handle myself? What should I be sensitive to? Is this something I can talk to her about? Is this something that, you know, has been dealt with? Just like fill me in a little bit, because let's be real, Yolanda doesn't hang out with these women,
right?
So someone needed to kind of
but she's like sitting here, and then here's Ken and Mauricio just going back and forth, and like, well, she doesn't have a husband,
right,
well she needs to call her, ignore the lawyer's letter. And I don't understand,
that's what took it too far.
Yeah, and I don't understand why all these people, why Faye and Mauricio feel like it's their job to coach Brandy in what she should be doing. Like, they're not her mother. Like, like, it's very weird that they're like, you need to call her, you need to send her flowers, you need to ignore the lawyer's letter.
I actually agree.
She never asked for their advice. If you asked for advice, like, hey, Lisa, what should I do with this Adrian situation? Lisa would say, you know, I'd call her, send flowers. But this was totally unwarranted advice, and that's what pisses me off.
Has Brandy ever apologized to Mauricio, or do you guys even think that an apology is necessary? Is that perhaps why Mauricio is so upset?
I think she could have maybe said a little something just in regards to his event. You know, hey, I'm sorry. I had no idea that, you know, that was going to happen. I apologize for any, you know, thing that I could have done for this. That would have been nice, but
that was all Kim.
She didn't cause it. It wasn't her fault, so not necessary, but it would have been a nice gesture. Now, I have to say, in terms of Mauricio, I feel like his comments about screw the lawsuit, screw the papers, pick up the phone, that's how men would handle a situation like that. You know, I really think that men, they're not, lawyers.
Generally speaking,
yes, I think that's the way a man would handle that type of situation, whereas women, we're a lot more emotional. We want to talk about it. We want to bounce it off our friends. We want everybody else's opinions, and then we kind of decide what we want to do. But I agree with you.
It could easily be the other way around, though, too, because it could be the women that aren't as stubborn to pick up the phone and say, look, I'm sorry, let's fix this, whereas guys would be like, all right, fine, let's go.
True.
Let me call my lawyer.
True, but I think with women, I think we just, it's kind of like, I'm not calling her, I'm not doing this, I'm not doing that. Whereas with the man, it's just like, yo, okay, let's squash this, have a beer, we're done. I think it's a little bit more involved when it comes to women. I don't know. That's just my opinion.
Or these women.
But that's just kind of my opinion, you know, as that relates. But what do you guys think?
None of his business.
Yeah. None of his business.
Not his
None
problem.
Of anyone's business besides Branty and Adrian. It's like, Adrian's not even at the events, and they're talking about it. Brandy's right there, and they're talking about it as if she's not there. And then they're all trying to relate it to themselves. It's like, get Brandy and Adrian in a room and get this over with, because I'm done with these dinner parties where they talk about this situation over and over without the two parties actually involved.
Yeah, I agree.
There were lots of awkward conversations and comments at that dinner. Mm-hmm. You know, even Brandy's, you know, dropping all the F-bombs, telling Mauricio to go F himself. Mauricio saying that she deserved her situation that she was in without the husband. Yeah. Taylor saying, we're strong women.
God, that was so weird. That's when I was like, okay, because I was thinking, is she drunk? Does she seem a little bit drunk? And then when she started doing that, I was like, oh God.
And I don't know. I'm not sure if this is in our talking points for the day. I know I got the bullets and everything, but also the comment that Taylor made about Kennedy going, Mom, can we go on our plane again? And Taylor all of a sudden sobbing because she felt bad because she couldn't take her daughter in a private plane.
We don't have a private jet anymore,
excuse me,
honey.
Miss Oklahoma. That's not normal. And you shouldn't feel bad about that, in fact. And you, even if you could have a private plane, you should be teaching your daughter that that's not what most of the world is supposed to be like.
Well,
for the average person,
I think it's no surprise that, you know, this Taylor has really tried to keep up with the Joneses. We all know that, you know, like,
she always has. It's always been a facade. Yeah. Her name is Shayna Ford. She's from Oklahoma. She is not some Beverly Hills Taylor Armstrong, but, you know, whatever.
Yeah, so she's always tried to keep up. So I think this is another, you know, especially even saying that story. It's like, when did you ever fly in a private jet, little Kennedy, you know? Not unless it was chartered by someone else and you were invited as a guest. I don't think that was right.
And those Hermes bags that she settled for, those that other party, should check to make sure that they're actually real.
We talked about that last week.
A 10-carat wedding ring? I don't know.
Hey, they have payment plans on those things now.
They do. They do. Especially at Ross or whatever jeweler. I don't know. Okay, so a few fun moments from the party. So I feel like it's not a party unless Kyle is whipping up that ponytail and dancing. You know,
I have some details on my run-in with Kyle, too, to share.
That's
so just
right.
So you guys, just so our listeners know, coming up.
What else? Are we missing anything?
I did like how Yolanda actually looked like she was having fun.
Finally.
Ugh.
Fine.
That's like my only response to Yolanda.
No, I know. I'm just saying that I thought it was interesting how she was the only one eating with her hands, and how she was the only one who was, I mean, not really only one, but she was interacting with the belly dancers. And granted, she was like, well, I don't see anything cultured about this, blah, blah, blah. But, I mean, at least she was getting her hands dirty
well,
and letting
her hair
down.
She was also formerly married to an Arabic man. Right. So that was a comfortable situation for her. So, you know, and she, you know, definitely mentioned that. Oh, I was married to Muhammad.
Oh, David is with Barbara Streisand.
Oh, yeah. Convenient excuse, David Foster. You're with Barbara Streisand. We don't care. Oh, and you know what? I know we were just talking about Taylor, but I think it's very interesting how Lisa and Taylor, you know, now we're seeing Taylor being drunk and inappropriate at all these functions.
Oh, yeah. What does she call her? Lisa? What does Taylor call Lisa? Like she was like, my
Lisa?
Yeah, my Lisa.
Oh, my Lisa. Exactly. So yeah, I think it's very interesting where Lisa is now the sober one and Taylor is the one that's a little out of control. So I feel like they've kind of swapped.
Wait, Lisa's always sober.
Oh, wait. I'm talking about Kim. I'm sorry. Kim. Yes.
Oh,
sorry,
okay.
Sorry.
Pitts
sorry.
McGee this episode?
Sorry. Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. So I found that that's very interesting that they've kind of swapped. Kim is the sober one, hopefully. And Taylor's the one out of control. And
God, when she was saying, like, we need to be strong ladies. Let's be, like, I was like, oh, God, oh, God. And Camille was looking at her like, what the fuck? Sorry, like.
I know.
Sorry.
Yeah.
I stopped 2 letters shy.
And did you guys notice the Camille strut as she walked into the restaurant? I love, like, she has this.
She has a Camille strut.
She's looking great. My boyfriend was watching it, and he was like, wait, who is that? And I was like, that's Camille. He's like, oh, that's Camille. She looks good.
I think she looks great.
She always looks amazing.
But no, she looks
happy and rested.
Different. She looks better.
Tan.
Mm-hmm. Well, she's happy now. She's got a lot behind her. She's dating that young, hot man. So yeah. I just had to point that out. I love that, like, she has this strut that's, like, quintessentially Camille. I liked it. It's nice.
And dance moves, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yes, some dance moves. Yeah, you can't have a dinner party without Kyle whipping up a ponytail and Brandy's hard nipples, somebody dancing, or somebody doing the splits. So,
one who could do the splits is
Kyle. It's Kyle. Because she got that good-looking man at home. Okay. Anyway. are we ready to talk about some legalese?
I think we must.
Yeah? Yes.
Okay. So, like I mentioned, you guys, Mari's our resident legal expert. And obviously with this episode, there's a lot in the news about lawsuits, this and that. So let's weigh in on, like, how real is all this legal drama? Like, is Adrian really in a position to sue Brandy? Like, the whole situation with Brandy spending $2,000 on a lawyer to fight the papers, could that really happen?
Well, the thing is, she has to, anytime you get a threatening letter like that saying, you know, you can't talk about this. Mm-hmm. Obviously, she's going to have to consult a lawyer and be like, okay, what are my options here? Like, you know, what am I supposed to do? So the $2,000 is just like getting a lawyer to look at it and be like, okay, this is what you need to do.
Right.
But the letter, the threatening letter, it's just like Russell last year when Russell sent the letter to Camille. Mm. It's a veiled, empty threat that means nothing. Because like I talked about 2 weeks ago, the only two avenues for a lawsuit, neither one of them would work for Adrian. Okay. Because either what Brandy said was a complete lie. Mm-hmm. Which would be defamation. You'd have to prove that Brandy knew at the time what she was saying was a lie and said it anyways, which is very, very difficult to prove.
Okay.
And if it is true, it would be a public disclosure of a private fact, but Adrian is a public figure. And the last element in proving that is that it's not, it would have to be not newsworthy, something not newsworthy. And it's newsworthy because she's a public figure, and so anytime there's an elected official or a celebrity or someone involved, you can't claim public disclosure of a private fact because your entire life can go out there. She is a public figure, like we talked about earlier. She doesn't have an expectation of privacy because she signed up to be on a reality show. So really, the letter is just an empty threat at this point, just like Russell did with Camille last year, to try to scare her into not saying anything. And obviously, you know, her lawyers talked to Bravo to get Bravo to bleep it out. Mm-hmm. But Bravo probably did that because the kids were involved, I'm guessing, and it was a very delicate topic, not because there was some sort of legal weight behind it.
So basically,
or perhaps she was threatening to not be part of the show.
Who,
yeah.
Adrian?
Yeah.
So basically, this whole, like, the letter that was sent, it's just an idle threat, and it's more smoke and mirrors. Like, we don't think that anything could ever really, like, legally come from this.
She signed up to be on a reality show. She can't stop Brandy from saying anything. And, but I do also want to talk about my run-in with Kyle. So, just quickly, my run-in with Kyle will lead to either Kyle or Faye being on the show because they both expressed interest.
Yay!
But I happen to be shopping at Kyle by Aileen 2 in Beverly Hills.
Happened to be.
But I did buy...
You were just in the neighborhood.
I was just in the neighborhood. I bought a cute little black dress and my first flannel. So, I've never done flannel before. Anyways, so, I was there shopping, and she was there, and she's very cute in person. She looks exactly the same. Her hair was down. She's very short. She was talking to all the, you know, the coworkers at the store who all seem to really love her about how ever since she stopped filming, she's been eating way too much popcorn. And she seemed very sweet, very down to earth, and then I felt really bad because, you know, I went up to her, and I said, we'd love to have you on the show, and she was like, oh, that would be great, and then she turned to me, and she said, could we get Faye on the show. I'd really love to get Faye on the show and get her word out because she, and this was 2 days after the first Faye episode, you know, the dinner party a couple weeks ago, and she was like, she has just been bashed online. I'm trying to get her on Andy's show. We're trying to get her word out because I feel so bad for her. They have just attacked her, and then all the coworkers were like, oh, poor Faye. She designed the store. Apparently, she was the interior designer for the store, and they were like, oh, poor Faye, and I was sitting there like, oh, God, because like 2 nights ago, I had just talked shit on Faye on the after show and how much I hate Faye and how I don't think she's pretty. And I was like, when Kyle was talking to me, I was like,
hey,
like,
you're the voice of the people, okay?
Yeah. Exactly.
But you kind of realize that, like, when you talk about these people, they are real people. Because I had just been, like, spewing all this stuff about how I think Faye is a terrible person and just trying to, like, be a housewife on the show and that Bravo doesn't want her. And then 2 days later, I run into her best friend who's like, you know, she's really being attacked. I feel so bad for her, and I was like, oh shit.
Well, I think that's even an even better reason, you know, for Faye and for Kyle to come on, because they can finally speak, you know, for themselves without editors, without cameras, without any of that stuff, and, you know, they can really share with the fans, you know, their side of the story, what's happening, because we know a lot of this stuff is manipulated. So, I mean, even better reason for them to come on and, you know, share with us. So, but don't feel bad about that, you know.
No, I know. I didn't know. She was very sweet, very nice, and she gave, you know, she said she'd love to be on the show, so we will keep you guys posted, but I just wanted to share that little tidbit.
Interesting. Interesting. Now, what was our Twitter...
She asked if we thought that Adrian and Paul should have sued Brandy, and now that we understand it a little bit better...
It's the same thing as the letter with Russell, and it's just like, it's a way to try to bully them or intimidate them into not talking about you, but it has no weight behind it. And and it's just interesting that all of them were so upset. Like, even though Taylor was, like, bringing it back to herself, I was like, stop talking about yourself. It is interesting that all the women were so upset last year when Russell sent that letter. The whole cast was so upset, and they were like, oh, my God, we can't believe you sent that letter. And then Adrian sends the same type of letter, and no one says anything.
Friends don't sue friends.
That's what Taylor was trying to bring that up last night, and it was like the whole friends don't sue friends, but then the second Adrian does it, it's all right.
Ah, that's a good point. Yeah, there's a lot of that going on. And I agree. It's like the minute somebody brings up, you know, just a frivolous lawsuit, I'm going to sue you. It's like, come on. Can't you work this out with a phone call, a conversation, something?
I mean, and what Kelsey Grammer's divorce.
I think at the end of the day, everybody wants to be heard. Everybody wants to be heard. Everybody wants to know that they have a voice, and that's it. And once you make a person feel that way, you know, you just... You don't have to worry about suing somebody, you know?
It is also very interesting that Adrian has barely been on the show since the bombshell was dropped. I don't know if you guys have noticed.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's just between the letter, her not being on the show, their big reaction leads me to believe that whatever Brandy said was true. So if you want to claim it's a lie, you're lying, then don't act the sketchy way that you're acting.
Or it could have also been that whole, you know, what we were just talking about, that perhaps... Her lawyers went to Bravo as well, and maybe they refused to film until Bravo
except for agreed. Their skincare line. Yeah. Refused to film except for all things where they can make money.
All right, you guys. Well, that wraps up our legal lowdown for this episode of The Housewives of Beverly Hills. Hey. Now it's time to talk
and
about...
And go to yourlegallady.com for more.
Yes! I love it. Yourlegallady.com?
Yes.
That's awesome. It's time to talk about predictions.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV
predictions. So I'll just go around the table. What are we thinking for next week? Are we going to see more of this damn dinner party? Like, is that finally,
you know
been buried?
What? I'm just kind of sick and tired of the drama.
Yeah.
It's making me very tired.
well, that's and what so Real Housewives is about.
Although I'm kind of looking forward, like I said, I've said this in the last couple episodes, I'm looking forward to seeing, and I know this sounds really bad, but I'm seeing what happens between Adrian and Paul.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I really hope they televise Ken and Lisa's renewal of their vows.
Oh, yeah, that was setting that up, of course, to talk about,
because clearly, you know, sometimes the bad overshadows the good, the swing and the roses.
Very cute.
Oh, yeah, we've written talk about that, but that was adorable.
Cute. And Jiggy's little chair.
And I pray to God that Lisa and Ken's sex life is better than what she's making.
It is. She just jokes about it.
I hope so.
Either it's completely non-existent or it's like, hey, off that swing charge. Is actually in the bedroom too.
Mm-hmm. Right. Or they can do it outside. I'm sure it's all private. What are you thinking, Mari?
I do think we're going to see more of the Moroccan dinner party because just the way Bravo does it, they end one episode with the dinner party and then they pick up the next episode with it with a to be continued in between. So we will see the end of that. I don't know. I'm hoping to see more of Adrian, and I'm hoping to finally see an Adrian Brandy confrontation because it's getting a little annoying that they're all talking about this elephant in the room and there's no like closure or confrontation, or not the two parties originally involved haven't met since Mauricio's party. So I'm hoping to see that.
I'm with you 100%. I would love to see Adrian back on the show because it's been a couple episodes and I'm kind of tired of these dinners and all of this back and forth when everybody's not there, you know, and just like, you know, Brandy's being beat up on, but like, let's get Adrian in the room and hopefully some of this can be squashed. But I think with this whole legal thing, I don't know if that's going to happen. All right, you guys. Well, thanks for tuning in for another juicy recap of The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
And happy birthday again.
Thank you. I'm going to go pull a Taylor tonight.
Hey. We are strong ladies, and we are going to get up and go out.
And I'm on Drake. Sorry. Let's go around the room real quick. Where can we find you?
Mari Fagel, at Mari Fagel on Twitter, and yourlegallady.com.
You can find me at Gisele Ugarte on Twitter and Instagram. And as of today, you'll be able to find me on CoverGirl's YouTube demonstrating their Clump Crusher mascara.
Wow.
Love it. Are you going to give us...
That's why I'm all...
Nice. Do we get free mascara?
Possibly. There will be a giveaway.
Oh.
Details to follow.
Love it. And you guys can find me, Deanna Vaughn, on Twitter at GoToGirlTV. And you can also catch me on the Stylish channel on YouTube, Stylish Vines. All right, guys. Thanks for tuning in. And don't forget to rate us on iTunes and download the show for free.
Woohoo!
Bye.
For free!
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.